Jesus, all hail Emmanuel, King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international ministry proclaiming Jesus Christ as Savior and exalting Him as Lord. This is Steve McLean inviting you to join us in a time of worship with beautiful music and the study of Scripture. We pray that through our time together, you will be drawn into a closer relationship with our Savior, Jesus. Stay tuned for a few moments of inspiration.
And forevermore, I will reign with Him.
What kind of standards have you set for your home, your workplace, your life? What passes inspection and what comes up short? I think we have a good example to follow from the heart of King David. We'll study together from Psalm 101, the standards David set for his kingdom and his close associates. First, let's worship the Lord together in song.
Give me the heart of a servant, tender and faithful and true. Fill me with love, then use me, O Lord, so that the world can see you. Give me the heart of a servant, tender and faithful and true. Fill me with love, then use me, O Lord, so that the world can see you. So that the world can see you.
Psalms 95 through 100 are wonderful psalms of praise. And when we come to Psalm 101, David continues the strain of praise, but then expands to talk about how his love for God will affect his life. In verses 1 and 2, he says, I will sing of your love and justice. To you, O Lord, I will sing praise. I will be careful to lead a blameless life. When will you come to me? David was concerned about love and justice. Love to the faithful and needy, justice toward the wicked. He was in a position where he would have to dispense justice, and he wanted to do that in a way that served the people well and honored God. But he also wanted to honor God in his personal life. He said, I will be careful to lead a blameless life. Heard someone just the other day describing this word blameless. They said it's to live such a life that if someone were to say this person did something evil, no one would believe them. It would just sound like a lie. David wanted to be that kind of man, and he directed praise and honor toward God. He was accountable to God's standard for his own life. He was striving to be blameless, both in public and in private life. I will walk in my house with a blameless heart. I will set before my eyes no vile thing. The deeds of faithless men I hate. They will not cling to me. Men of perverse heart shall be far from me. I will have nothing to do with evil. Here David recognizes that he wants to be God's man publicly as he dispenses justice and privately. He says he'll walk in his house with a blameless heart. He wants to be that kind of man at home as well as in public. David avoided evil in all its forms. He didn't want to look upon what was evil. He says in verse 3, I will set before my eyes no vile thing. Another translation is no worthless thing. Now that's a high standard. To say I will not waste my time looking at things that are worthless. This is a good standard to set for our lives. He says, the deeds of faithless men he hates, they will not cling to me. Those who had fallen away from the faith, he would not hold close to him as a close companion. And he would deal with the evil within. A perverse heart shall depart from me. I will know no evil, the New American Standard says. David's standard for himself was as high as it was for his companions. Verses 5 and 6. Whoever slanders his neighbor in secret, him will I put to silence. Whoever has haughty eyes and a proud heart, him will I not endure. My eyes will be on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. He whose walk is blameless will minister to me. David silenced the gossip. The slanderer, the word slanderer, can be translated triple tongue. That says it pretty well, doesn't it? Because slander kills three. It kills the subject of its gossip, the gossip himself, and the listener. And it should be silenced. You have to understand, beloved, anyone who will share gossip with you about someone else will share gossip with someone else about you. They should be put to silence. David said he wouldn't tolerate the arrogant. He would avoid those who always want to be served rather than to serve. And that's good advice. He says, "My eyes will be on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me." The faithful would be David's advisors and associates. If bad company corrupts good character, good company strengthens good character. If you seek to be blameless, spend time with the blameless. There was a movie several years ago, an interesting children's movie about Babe. And Babe was a pig that became able to herd sheep, only because Babe stayed around the sheepdogs all the time. You see, who you become will be determined in large part by the friends you choose. Choose godly friends that you really want to be like, and you will find that God can use them to change you into the image of His Son. "No one who practices deceit will dwell in my house. No one who speaks falsely will stand in my presence. Every morning I will put to silence all the wicked in the land. I will cut off every evildoer from the city of the Lord." David said he would toss out the liars. Liars are truly a tool in Satan's hands, and David would have nothing to do with them. But with daily diligence, he sought good and fought evil out of reverence for God. He did this with the people around him, and he was dedicating himself to do this in his own life. Was he perfect? Well, of course not. But David is setting a high standard for himself. The final sentence, "I will cut off every evildoer from the city of the Lord." Isn't the city of the Lord where we wish to dwell? Isn't our lives truly to be described as the city of the Lord? And so evil in our lives must be cut off. If God is first in our lives, we will desire to walk a blameless life. To do so, we must give ourselves to God, seek to glorify Him, and protect ourselves and those around us from the influences of Satan. We must choose our close friends wisely. I would like to close by reading this psalm in its entirety from a different translation. This is the New Living Translation. Psalm 101, a psalm of David. "I will sing of your love and justice. I will praise you, Lord, with songs. I will be careful to live a blameless life. When will you come to my aid? I will lead a life of integrity in my own home. I will refuse to look at anything vile and vulgar. I hate all crooked dealings. I will have nothing to do with them. I will reject perverse ideas and stay away from every evil. I will not tolerate people who slander their neighbors. I will not endure conceit, pride. I will keep a protective eye on the godly so they may dwell with me in safety. Only those who are above reproach will be allowed to serve me. I will not allow deceivers to serve me, and liars will not be allowed to enter my presence. My daily task will be to ferret out criminals and free the city of the Lord from their grip." May we live by such high standards in our lives.
Walking it day by day, I will not fear this road. Gladly I'll bear this load, and I will not think twice, because I am walking with Christ. I'm walking that line,
walking, I never look back.
I'm walking that line,
walking line on the right track.
Fine, 'cause I'm walking that line to the promised land. walking that line.
Walking line, never look back.
I'm walking that line.
Walking line,
on the right track.
Of God, lift up your countenance, for the victory is won. Lift up your countenance, all ye saints of God, and give the glory to the Holy One. Lift up your countenance.
Moments of Inspiration strives to bring you encouragement and a clearer picture of Jesus Christ and His will for your life. There's more information about this ministry available on our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We also make printed materials available to you free of charge, including Bible correspondence courses and a modern English translation of the Scripture. If we can help you in your walk with Jesus in any way, please let us know. You can write us at Moments of Inspiration, Post Office Box 1593, Canyon, Texas, 79015. That's Post Office Box 1593, Canyon, Texas, 79015. Or you may send us an email at moiradio@sbcglobal.net. If you miss the address, just visit our website and contact us there. That website again is momentsofinspiration.org. Thank you so much for joining us, and be sure to listen again at the same time next week to Moments of Inspiration.
And give the glory.